So we're just finishing up our first week. We'll be back, what would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again next week, much like we were this week with some more of an installation. Any questions?
Sean, obviously you've already put out a statement on Cortez with the helmets and just the influence he had on the team.
He, you know, if you didn't know better and you saw him, you might think he worked here. You guys have been here for a number of years, have seen him around a lot. My first time here interviewing with Mickey, you know, we had dinner and Cortez would always make sure if it was a nice place, you know, he was there to join you. He was just here for the draft weekend. And, you know, all of us in you know, are devastated would be the way to describe it. You know, and it just was so sudden and, you know, it's tough. It's tough. He and Mickey obviously were extremely close. And, you know, I think Mickey said it best. As great a player as he was, and trust me, you know, if you had to pull a starting lineup out of the Hall of Fame on defense, he's in the starting lineup. And but he was that good a guy off the field. You know, friendly to everybody, and, you know, he'll be missed.
Sean, I know it's super early, but who is Josh Loribas, and what do you like about him? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, listen, we've got a lot of funny names. We're taking a look at a few of these guys in special teams, and, you know, he's someone that we think obviously has some versatility. I think that, you know, we'll see as we get going. You know, the trick when we have 90 guys is can we bring that many kickers and long snappers to camp? So you're trying to always balance those numbers. And this time of the year, we get a chance to see the long snappers. We get a chance to see, you know, these other guys. But he's battling. You know, he's doing a good job. So it's really the first chance out on the field. Football school's a little different. You know, it's mainly walkthroughs the past couple weeks, but it's the first chance for the younger players. I think a couple things happen. I think, A, they have a chance to see, you know, an experienced player ahead of them do certain things that they've been doing. So I think the learning curve, obviously, for them is greater, and their ability to pick things up, I think, is enhanced when they have the, you know, the older players here.
Hey, Sean, NFL relaxed on the touchdown celebration rules a little bit. What were your thoughts about that?
Really nondescript, you know. I think what the goal is really trying to take the gray area out of the officials' hands. And honestly, if I was an official, I think it's a positive because it just makes it a lot easier for them in regards to not having to throw a flag. You know, I think, look, it'll bring excitement, I'm sure. And, you know, the irony is I think in this first year you'll get more thought given to, choreographed given to than you ever have in the history of the game, you know. So I think that'll all be good.
Any reaction to the other rules?
No, the overtime, I think, you know, we expected that. I think the main concern with that was last year they had a few games that went into overtime, the whole length, and then one of those teams played a Thursday game. You know, I still preferred the old sudden death. The true sudden death was very easy to explain. And I think that, but I think most everyone was in favor of the change.
Sean, you've been through a lot of these OTAs. You're somewhat limited out here, but being through so many, have you learned how to maximize the time?
Yeah, I think the key, the trick is the competition, and yet when you say competition, sometimes it can go too far, and you really got to be smart with what you're doing without pads on. So you're trying to find that balance. For us, I think from a mental standpoint, it's the repetition of the teaching progression. You know, those guys getting it and hearing it, and they're going to hear the same thing in training camp. And again, the most important element still is the weight room and their conditioning level.
Thomas and Drew Eidings switching.
Excuse me?
Justin Thomas and Drew Eidings switching positions. Just where are they in their transition there?
Listen, right now what we'll do is we'll go through this camp. We'll look closely at where we put guys. We'll move guys some. It's too early to, you know, it's just a for these guys, especially those two. I mean, it's really early in the process. We're trying to look at where they have the best chance to, you know, to fit and make a roster. And, you know, aside from just offense or defense, the kicking game is going to be just as important.
Sean, how about your early impressions of Adrian Peterson? Can you see him up close and personal?
Yeah, listen, he's picked things up well. You know, he's been here through the whole offseason program. He's in good shape and moving around well. So it's good to be able to get out and do some football movements and you know, get that timing down. But he's done well.
Sean, speaking of Adrian Peterson, a few times he had reps where, you know, throwing in his direction. Seems like that he catches the ball maybe at times smoother than people would expect.
Yeah, and look, when you get out here without any type of game planning, you're really trying to roll the players through, expose them all to the different concepts we have. But yeah, I think he's comfortable catching the football in space. He's on top of the protection. So, you know, much the same way you'd expect Mark or any of those backs really to have, you know, a variety of things that they can do. Now, as we get closer into the season, you begin to hone in on how you want to deploy certain people. But generally at this time of the year, both defensively and offensively, you're seeing guys play the nickel. You're seeing them play outside. You're seeing, you know, a handful of different combinations in the rush patterns. And so no different than a running back. But he made a few catches today that looked pretty good.
Adrian had said that he told us he didn't think it was fair to lower expectations for him based on conventional wisdom about running backs' age and injury history and stuff like that. I don't know if you read those comments, but what do you think of his approach on that? Did this person make it too scientific sometimes or not?
Well, I think he would be the one guy that you would say already has really gone against conventional wisdom. And so I think that I would agree with him. I mean, I think that not only his skill set, but his physical ability and the way he trains and his athleticism, you know, I think he's excited to get back and return healthy.
In general, what do you think of conventional wisdom?
Say it again.
In general, what do you think of conventional wisdom?
It is what it is. Conventional wisdom. There's the percentages.
Mark Ingram injury related?
Yeah, we just had him. There's a handful of players. A couple players weren't here. A couple players we didn't practice. And we'll kind of take it each day.
Sean, can you update us on Max? What his situation is?
No really update. It's, you know, he had a surgery. It went well. We expect him to be back hopefully earlier in training camp than later. But he's doing well. He's rehabbing here. You know, he's still in a boot and still kind of immobilized moving around. But, you know, the time frame in training camp, a lot of it will just depend on, you know, the recovery period, how the rehab goes. But I know they felt pretty good about the procedure.
You would think that he would be back for the start?
Yeah, listen, I said this already once. I think we have a goal, you know, for him to play in the preseason. So that would be probably week 3, week 4. No, it'd be too early, really. I mean, you know, there's been a few guys on defense, you know, making a few plays the same way on offense, but we're just, you know, giving them a lot in the installation right now and you know, moving through it. Guys are picking it up.
Sean, you looking at the wide receiver group, the youth there, a guy like Corey Fuller, seems like only 4 years, but he's stepping up there and experience with him.
I think it's one of those positions where, obviously, like the others, there'll be good competition. I think, you know, a guy that's versatile, that can do some things in the kicking game, a guy that's willing to block. I know he's a guy that can run. Joe was with him in Detroit, you know, and so you have a player that's played in the kicking game. You have someone that has good speed and is a willing blocker. Those are pretty good traits to start with.
Last
Sean, you've always said multiple backs, but having Ingram and Peterson, both guys wanting the ball, and they're used to getting it on a regular basis, how are they going to coexist in this offense? You're comfortable they're going to...
We'll figure it out. I mean, you know, we've had that before. Shoot, the first 6 months I was here, I was sitting down with Deuce McAllister and Reggie Bush and Aaron Stecker. I mean, those guys... That trait of wanting the ball is obviously a healthy one, and we'll make sure and each week put a plan together and you know, utilize the strengths of what those guys do well. And look, it's a long season, so but we'll figure that out.
Coach, the ability to add an 11th player on the practice squad, I'm sorry if this has been asked already, but what does that do for you? And then as far as your scouting department is concerned, knowing you have to expand overseas now.
Well, let's back up. All right, just to, so everyone knows the question you're asking. So our division got an exemption with an additional, call it player 91, and then an exemption when the season begins for an 11th guy on the practice squad. So that being said, it's not that you're necessarily scouting overseas, but it's a chance to take a peek at a player and we have grades on the player. We're familiar with them. You know, I'll be anxious to have a chance to see how it goes. And look, as you get into the course of the season, you know, when you have a defensive lineman, that'd be one position where, hey, you know, it's a plus to get an 11th practice squad type player. But relative to that, I think it's good. And, you know, excited to meet him and get a chance to see how he does. Anything else? All right, thanks.